It's a lot more painful than the other one was, so I have to sit down. I'm sitting down on the job. But I want to speak today on when you're feeling overwhelmed.
The 题目是 当你不堪重负。
Okay. I don't have a presenter here, so you can go to the next slide, okay? And I'll just do the same kind of signal. One of the most common complaints that people have in today's world is, I just feel overwhelmed.
当今世上, 人们最常抱怨的是, 我简直不堪重负。
And there's a lot to feel overwhelmed about.
我们确实有很多很多不堪的重负。
Some people are overwhelmed by debt.
有人被债务压倒。
They think, just, I'm never going to get out of this. I'm never going to get these loans paid off. And it's overwhelming. And then some are overwhelmed by work.
有人被工作压垮,
or by school.
或者by学业,
and they said, I just can't keep on going on.
他说我们不能...
That's all right. Leave it down there.
他说我们实在没法这样继续下去了。
There's just too much to do.
要干的太多。
And they find themselves getting further and further behind.
他发现自己落在后面越来越远。
And then some are overwhelmed by regrets and shame and guilt.
有人被懊悔、羞愧、罪疚所淹没。
In fact, emotions of any kind can be overwhelming.
事实上任何的情绪都可能令人不堪重负。
You can be overwhelmed by worry.
可能被担忧,
and you can be overwhelmed by insecurity.
被不安全感,
and you can be overwhelmed by loneliness.
被孤独,
and you can be overwhelmed by grief.
伤痛,
and you can be overwhelmed by anger.
怒气,
and by resentment.
憎恨,
and even by bitterness.
苦毒.
And so what do you feel overwhelmed about?
那你现在是被什么感到不堪重负呢?
Because that's what I want us to look at today.
今天我们要考虑考虑这个。
And for answers, we're going to look at a king in the Bible. His name was Jehoshaphat.
为了寻找这样的答案, 我们今天要看看圣经里面的一位王, 他的名字叫约沙法。
And the Bible tells us that Jehoshaphat was a good leader in Israel. He led the entire nation to a spiritual rebirth.
圣经告诉我们,约沙法是一个,是以色列的一个好的领袖,他带领整个民族,有一个属灵的重生,从觉醒。
Here's what we read in 2 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 4. King Jehoshaphat lived in Jerusalem, and he went out among the people from Beersheba to the hill country of Ephraim. That simply means that he went out among the people, and he turned them back to the Lord.
立大志下十九章四节，约瑟法住在耶路撒冷，以后又出巡民间，从别示巴直到以法莲山地，引导民归向耶和华他们列祖的神。
Now we need that in America, don't we? Leaders who will turn our country back to the Lord.
是啊，在美国我们不知也需要这样一个属灵的拣选吗？我们需要这样的领袖带我们重新回到神面前。
We need to pray for a spiritual awakening.
我们真的需要为这样的属灵的觉醒而祷告。
Well, good is often followed by something bad.
好事之后常有坏事。
Whenever there's a high, there's also a low.
每个高点后面总有一个低点。
And if you had a spiritual moment in your life, maybe, when you kind of got your life lined up with God and you yielded to God in an area and you said yes to Him,
是啊，当你在生命中，你有时候感觉自己和神好像，在一条和同心，你感觉到你已经把你的意志交给他。
Whenever you get close to the Lord, somebody's not going to like it, the enemy of God.
当你每次当你接近神的时候，总有一个人彼此不满， 他就是魔鬼。
Anytime you try to do good, evil is going to try to stop you.
每次你想行善的时候， 罪恶就要把你阻止你。
And that's what happened to Jehoshaphat, and that's where our story picks up in 2 Chronicles chapter 20.
这就是发生在约沙法身上的，这就是我们历代志下二十章所讲的。
2 Chronicles 20 verse 1 says, after this, after what? Well, after that spiritual awakening, that they experienced within the nation.
是啊，二十章第一节说，在此后是什么的此后呢？就是十九章讲的那个他们那个属灵的复兴之后。
After this, the armies of the Moabites, the Ammonites, and the Edomites all declared war on King Jehoshaphat.
所以此后，摩押人和亚门人又有米乌尼人一同来攻击约沙法。
Now try to picture this. Jehoshaphat is the king of a little country called Israel.
So, 你们仔细地想象一下这样，约瑟法就是这个小国的这个国王，叫做以色列这个国王。
And around him are three different nations who united themselves together with the intent of destroying Israel and taking it over.
在他们周围有这么三个国家，要他们联合在一起，他们的目的就是要毁灭以色列。
And messengers came to Jehoshaphat, and they said, verse 2, a huge combined army is now marching against you from beyond the Dead Sea.
信使来报告说，从海外亚兰那边有大军来攻击你。
And you can just imagine, this was an overwhelming situation for Jehoshaphat.
那你可能可以想象，这是一个多么不堪重负的一个情况，对于这个约沙法的国王来说。
If you were Jehoshaphat, you would have felt overwhelmed.
如果你是约瑟法的话，你确实会感觉到不堪重负。
It was three nations to one.
对，三国对一国。
Have you ever had multiple problems hit you at the same time?
你曾否经历过多件事情同时来压到你？
There are times in our life when it just seems like everything goes wrong in a day, a week, maybe even a month, and you feel overwhelmed by it.
是的，有时候我们生命中确实有时候有这样的时刻，好像不管是那一周、那一月、那一天，你有就是感觉很多事情压在身上，你简直不堪重负。
And this is what King Jehoshaphat was feeling.
这就是约沙法王所。
Things were going along good in his nation, and all of a sudden, these three enemy nations ganged up against him, and they were out to destroy him and his nation.
是的，本来这个国运各方面好像都很好。但是突然却来了这三个国家合谋要进攻他，所以他不堪重负。
And it was overwhelming.
确实是不堪重负。
Verse 3 says, Jehoshaphat was badly shaken by this news. So he prayed to the Lord for guidance. And he gave orders for a fast to be observed throughout the country.
所以第三节说，约沙法便惧怕，定义寻求耶和华，在犹大全地宣告禁食。
Now this was a good thing. Jehoshaphat prayed to the Lord for guidance.
所以这其实是好事，因为约沙法他向神祷告，求这个带领。
And there's a lesson in this for us.
有个教训。
When you feel overwhelmed by a problem, don't allow that problem to intimidate you. Let it motivate you to pray.
所以当你不堪重负的时候，不要被问题吓倒，也要让它成为你祷告的动力。
When you feel like giving up,Let it motivate you to trust God more, to pray more, to believe more, to depend on God more.
当你感觉要放弃的时候，请让他激励你更加信靠神，更加祷告，更加相信，更加依靠神。
Let it be a motivating, not a demotivating thing in your life.
让它成为你生命中一件激励你，而不是让你泄气的事。
Jehoshaphat prayed.
约瑟法祷告了。
I want to show you today five things Jehoshaphat did when he was overwhelmed. They're the exact five things you're going to have to do when you feel overwhelmed.
所以下面今天我们要向你讲一讲约沙法他所做的五件事。当他不堪重负的时候，这也是正好是五件事，你也应该这样去做。当你不堪重负的时候
，Whatever it is that overwhelms you, if you do these five things, you'll be able to get through it.
不管什么样的情况，当你做这五件事的时候，你就能够度过。
And you'll not only get through it, but you'll be blessed by it in an amazing way.
不光能度过，你也将因此得到一种出人意外的这个令你意外的这个祝福。
So what are the five things that Jehoshaphat did?
那么是哪五件事约沙法他做的呢
？Get a pen and paper out and write them down, because otherwise you're going to forget them.
最好是拿出一张纸和一支笔把它记下来，否则你会忘掉的。
They're very important five things, so write them down and keep them in your Bible. Whenever you feel overwhelmed, do these things.
对，实在是很重要的五件事。当你不堪重负的时候，就记住做这五件事。
Number one, when you feel overwhelmed, turn to God for help.
第一件事， 当你不堪重负的时候，向神寻求帮助。
Jehoshaphat turned to God first.
约瑟法首先转向神。
Now often when we feel overwhelmed, we start planning. Oh, I need to do this, I need to do that.
是，当我们不堪重负的时候，我们往往会开始规划计划，我们应该计划这个，计划那个。
Planning's good, but before we plan, we should pray.
计划是好的，但是在我们计划之前，我们一定要祷告。
Prayer should be our first choice whenever we feel overwhelmed.
当我们不堪重负的时候，祷告应该是第一选择。
Often it's the last thing we do.
可不幸的是，今天往往是我们最后的
People will say, "Oh, all we can do now is pray."
哦，人们经常说啊，现在我们剩下的只能祷告了。
Like we've tried everything else and we've got nothing left to do now but pray.
就像这样说，我们什么都试过了，什么都不行，我们现在只能祷告了。
Prayer should not be our last resort; it should be our first choice.
祷告不应该是我们最后不得已的选择。
You come to God and you say, "God, I've got these problems: financial problems, spiritual problems, emotional problems, relational problems. I need help."
你可以像神这样说，神啊，我现在碰到问题了，我有财政上的，我有属灵的，我有情绪上的，我有关系上的，我需要帮助。
And you want to turn to God first.
首先转向神。
There's no problem too big for you to pray about. And there's no problem too small for you to pray about.
没有什么问题大到不能祷告。也没有什么问题小到不需要祷告。
If it's big enough for you to worry about, it's big enough for you to pray about.
只要令你担忧，就要祷告。
If it's small enough for you to pray about, worry about, it's small enough for you to pray about.
如果让你小到让你要担心，那也是你应该祷告。
Now we want to notice what Jehoshaphat prayed and what happened as a result.
我们来注意一下约瑟法怎。他祷告了什么内容，然后有什么发生。
Because the exact way that Jehoshaphat prayed is how you're going to want to pray when you're overwhelmed.
因为约瑟法如何祷告，你也当如何祷告。
Now you may never have an enemy nation coming after you.
你也许不会碰到一个敌国来进攻你。
But you're going to feel like you're under attack, and when you're under attack, you're going to need to pray the same things Jehoshaphat prayed. So,In addition to our outline, you want to write down these things too. I'll have it for you up here.
是，所以当你尽管如此，但你其实在生活中经常感觉就是好像是被进攻，所以你也需要像约瑟法那样去祷告。
So number one, when you're feeling overwhelmed, turn to God for help.
所以第一，当你感觉不堪重负的时候，
number two,
转向神寻求帮助。
Focus on God, not the problem.
第二，专注于神，而不是问题本身。
The things that Jehoshaphat prayed about, he talked to God about it. He talked to God about God, not about his problem.
所以约瑟法他祷告的时候，他祷告的内容是关于神，而不是关于这个问题。
When you pray, turn your focus off the problem.
所以当你祷告的时候，把焦点从问题上移开。
Don't dwell on, oh, I don't have enough money, or I don't have enough energy, or I don't have enough wisdom.
不要把这个心绪放在这个，哎呀，我没有足够的钱，我没有足够的这个精力，我没有足够的这个智慧。
Instead, focus on God. He's the solution.
而是要把焦点聚焦在这个神身上，因为他就是问题的答案。
If you're always looking at the negative and the problem, you're going to feel overwhelmed.
如果你老是聚焦在这些负面的和这个问题上面，那么你就会被。不堪重负。
Jehoshaphat made a direct choice to focus on God, and in his prayer he prayed four things. Now again, you want to write down these things.
所以约瑟法他就始终聚焦在神身上，在他祷告中他讲到了他四个方面，请大家记住这四个。
Because when you feel overwhelmed, you need to pray these things.
所以当你不堪重负的时候，你一定要祷告这四项。
Number one, remember how big God is.
第一项，回想神的伟大。
When you're feeling overwhelmed, you need to focus not on how big your problem is, but how big God is.
当你不堪重负的时候，你不要想着你的问题有多大，而是要想到神有多伟大。
And the bigger you realize God is, the smaller your problem is going to seem.
当你越想到看到神的伟大的话，你的问题就变得越小。
Problems shrink when God is present.
当神同在的时候，问题就会缩水。
Now God is all powerful.
神是全知全能。
And God is in control.
掌控全局。
And there's nothing too hard for God.
在神没有难成的事。
And all things are possible for God.
在神一切皆有可能。
And so you want to turn your focus on just how big God is.
所以你真的是要聚焦在神他有多么伟大。
Here's what Jehoshaphat prayed in verse 6. O Lord, are you not the God who is in heaven? In other words, aren't you the real God, the one and only true God? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. Power and might are in your hands. No one can stand against you.
在第六节里面，约沙法如此祷告。耶和华我们列祖的神啊，你不是天上的神吗？你不是万邦万国的主宰吗？在你手中有大能大力，无人能抵挡你。
Now Jehoshaphat reminded himself as well as God.
所以约瑟法他提醒了自己，也提醒神。
I've got this big problem coming at me.
我这么一个大难题在我这里。
But God, you're bigger than the problem.
但是神啊，你比这个问题要大多了。
And you need to remember that when you feel overwhelmed. God is bigger than your problem.
当你不堪重负的时候，你一定要记住这一点，上帝比远远比你的问题要大。
And then second, when you pray,
第二件，
we're talking about prayer here. Remember what God has done in the past.
当你祷告的时候，要回想神曾经成就的事情。
Now, if you're like me, you've been through some tough times in the past.
如果你像我的话，你过去生命中一定经历过一些低谷，一些困难的时期。
And God helped you then.
那个时候神帮助过你。
And He's certainly going to help you now.
那他一定现在也能同样帮助你。
God helped me when I need this knee replaced.
上帝曾经帮助我，当我需要把我的右膝盖那个替换的时候。
And now He's going to help me when I need this knee replaced. I can't do that.
然后他要帮助我的左膝。他也同样能做。
And so you need to remind yourself, recall the ways God has blessed you in the past.
所以你一定要提醒自己，要回想神曾经怎样子的祝福过你，帮助过你。
Jehoshaphat said this in verse 7.
约瑟法在第七节这样说。
O God, did you not drive out those who lived in this land before you brought your people Israel here into this land?
我们的神啊，你不是曾在你民以色列人面前驱逐这地的居民。
Jehoshaphat reminded God as well as himself how that God had helped the nation in the past.
所以约瑟法提醒他自己，提醒神，神曾经帮助了他的民族。
God is the one who brought them into the land.
神把他们从带出埃及，进入这个美地。
God was the one who drove them out of the land.
神把那个迦南异族把他们驱逐。
And the implication is God's going to take care of us now.
这不言而喻的就是神也现在也同样会照看我们。
And so when you pray, you need to remind yourself just how faithful God has been to you in the past.
所以当你祷告的时候，你就要提醒自己，回想神是怎样对你信实的保佑你。
God is a big God, and He's helped you in the past.
是个伟大的神，他曾经帮助过你。
And then third, when you pray, we're talking about prayer now, you need to remember what God has promised.
第三个就是要回想神曾经的应许。
In the Bible, there are over 7,000 promises of God to you.
在圣经里面有超过7,000个应许神所赐给你的。
And if you want to be a strong person, if you want to be a person of faith, you need to know these promises.
所以如果你想做刚强的人，想做有信心的人，你需要了解这些应许。
So that when you start to feel overwhelmed by something, you remember, ah, God has promised.
所以当你不堪重负之后，你要想起啊，原来神曾经应许过我的。
Now how do you know when you don't know the promises of God?
所以啊，如果你不知道这些应许的话，你怎么办呢？怎么知道呢？
You worry.
那你就担忧。
Double click. There you go. Worry, no, go back. Worry is the sign you don't know what God has promised to do for you.
担忧就是你不知道神曾经应许过你什么的一种记号。
Because if you knew what God had promised you, you wouldn't worry.
因为如果你已经知道神要应许给你是什么，你就不会这样担忧了。
So Jehoshaphat prays, God, I know who you are. You're a big God.
所以耶稣法祷告说，神啊，我知道你是谁，你是一个伟大的神。
And God, I know what you've done in the past. You've helped us through some tough times.
哦，神啊，我也知道你过去是怎样子在我中生命中所行的，你帮助我在最困难的时候帮助过我。
And God, you promised to take care of us now in the present as well as in the future.
而且神，你也应许过，在现在你也帮助我们，在将来也将帮助我们。
So here's what he said in verse 7.
在七节这样说。
Did you not give us this land to Abraham's descendants to be theirs forever?
我们的神啊，你不是曾在你民以色列人面前驱逐这地，将这地赐给你朋友亚伯拉罕的后裔永远为业吗？
Jehoshaphat is saying to God, God, you've promised to give us this property forever.
哦，约瑟法对是这样说，他说神啊，你不是把这地赐给我们，永远赐给我们吗？
Now, are you going to keep your promise, or are you going to let these enemies take it away from us?
所以你要那个。你要坚守你这个应许呢，还是要让敌人把它夺去呢？
You can just feel Jehoshaphat's confidence growing here.
你都可以感觉到约瑟法他的信心在增长。
He's still overwhelmed. The enemy is still after him.
他还是不堪重负，他周围这个敌军还在包围着他。
But he's claiming the promise of God.
但是他在声明神对他的应许。
When you pray, you need to know what God has promised you.
所以祷告时候要知道神已经应许给你什么。
And then fourth, we're talking about prayer. When you pray, appeal to God's character.
第四是要回想神的性情。
Jehoshaphat was saying, God, I know what kind of a God you are.
约瑟法说，神啊，我知道你是怎样一位神。
You're a good God.
你是良善的神。
You're a loving God.
你是慈爱的神。
You're a faithful God.
你是信实的神。
You're a fair God.
你是公义的神。
You're an honest God.
你是诚实的神。
But then he said, this isn't right. It's not right that these three nations should come in and destroy us.
然后他说，这不对劲呢，这个三个国家来毁灭我们，这实在不对劲。
Let me give you some background.
给你一些背景。
Hundreds of years before this, God had given this land to Israel.
几百年以前，神已经把这地赐给了以色列。
For 400 years, they were slaves in Egypt.
他们在埃及为奴400年。
During that time, three tribes moved into the land that God had given to Israel: the Amorites, the Moabites, and the Edomites.
在那期间，有三个部族，他们移居到那块神的给予以色列的应许之地去，这就是亚门人、摩押人和以东人。
And when Israel was returning to the land, God specifically told them, "No, I don't want you to fight these three people groups. Let them live in the land."
所以，当以色列要回到这块美地的时候，神特别的告诉他们说：“你不要去和这三个。”民族征战，让他们在那地生存。
And now many years later, these three people groups had grown into nations, and they had united, and they were on their way to destroy Israel and take over their land.
所以多年以后，这三个部族都已经壮大，而且他们要联合起来定义，要去毁灭以色列。
So Jehoshaphat appealed to God's character.
所以约瑟法。就回想起神的这个性情。
Here's what he said.
祈求神。
You would not let us invade them when you brought us from Egypt. And this is how they repay us. Will you not stop them from invading us now?
那他在十节到十二节这样说：以色列人从前以色列人出埃及地的时候，你不容以色列人侵犯亚门人、摩押人和希尔山人。看哪，他们怎样报复我们！神哪，你不惩罚他们吗
？Here's what Jehoshaphat was saying.
约瑟法这样说的。
He was overwhelmed by this whole thing.
他不堪重负。
He turned to God.
他转向神。
He told God, "It's three nations to one."
他告诉神是三国对一国。
They're going to win.
他们要赢。
We're going to lose.
我们要输。
But I'm turning to you.
但是我转向你。
I'm not focusing on the problem.
我不聚焦在问题上。
I'm focusing on my God.
我聚焦在你
身上。I know who you are.
我知道你是谁。
You're a great God.
你是伟大的神。
You're a powerful God.
你是个大能的神。
You created everything.
你创造一切。
You control everything.
你掌控全局。
You've got the power.
你有能力。
And I know what you've done in the past.
我知道你曾经所做的。
You've helped us.
你帮助过我们。
You've helped our nation many times before.
你帮助我们这个民族多少次。
And I know what you promised about the future.
我知道你为我们将来未来你是怎样的应许。
Now God, I'm asking you to keep this promise.
现在上帝神啊，我要你，我求你去那个去保去持守你这个诺言，这个应许。
You're a good God.
你是个良善的神。
You're a fair God.
公义的神。
Don't let these nations destroy us.
不要让这几个国来毁灭我们。
I know you're able to handle it. Stop them.
我知道你能够摆平这事，把他们住。
Now, when we're overwhelmed,
当我们不堪重负的时候
，we need to stop looking at the problem.
我们要停止聚
焦在问题上 ，and start looking at the solution.
要开始看到通过神的这个解决方案。
And we need to pray.
我们需要祷告。
God, I know who you are.
神啊，我知道您是谁。
You're bigger than any problem I'm facing.
你大过我面临的任何难处。
You've helped me time and time again in the past.
您曾经一次次帮助我脱离困境。
You've promised to take care of me.
您应许要照顾我。
And so, God, I'm asking you to do what you said you would do.
所以神啊，我恳请您照您所应许的成就。
Keep your promise to take care of me.
守住您的应许。
Fulfill your character.
彰显您的特质。
Now there's a third step. We're back to these steps.
第三步。
When you're feeling overwhelmed, number one, you want to turn to God first.
当你不堪重负的时候，第一向神寻求帮助。
And then you want to focus on God, not the problem. This is when you pray.
然后专注于神而不是问题本身，就是说你要祷告。
And we've told you what to pray.
告诉你。
And then number three, you want to admit your inability.
第三，要承认自己无能为力。
Admit that you're powerless over the situation.
承认自己对这个情况完全无力。
Have you ever felt powerless?
你曾经感觉到无力吗
？I'm sure you have.
相信你一定有过。
For instance.
比如说。
You have this.Screaming baby.
你有一个这个尖叫着的婴孩。
And you feel powerless because there's nothing you can do to make that child stop crying.
你真的是感觉到无力，因为你怎么做你都不能让这个孩子停止哭泣尖叫。
Or maybe you feel powerless over your finances.
也许跟你的财政情况让你觉得无力。
You can't see your way clear to get out of your debt.
你真的觉得自己没法摆脱这个债务。
Or maybe you feel powerless over your career. You just can't find the right job.
也许你的职业，你就找不到一个适合你的工作。
Or maybe you feel powerless over your family situation.
也许家庭里面的情况。
People aren't getting along, and you just don't know how you're going to change it.
是彼此无法相处，你不知道怎么去改变。
Or maybe you feel powerless in retirement.
也许在你的退休之后，你感觉到无力。
You don't know how you're going to make ends meet.
你不知道怎样子能够那个度能够经济上能够支持下去。
And it's overwhelming when you feel powerless.
是当你无力的时候，确实是感觉到
And so what do you do?
那怎么办呢
？Step three, you admit your inability.
第三步，承认自己无能为力。
Here's what Jehoshaphat did, verse 12.
约瑟法说
We are powerless against this mighty army that is about to attack us. And we don't know what to do. But we are looking to you for help.
因为我们无力抵挡着来攻击我们的大军，我们也不知道怎样行，我们的眼目单仰望您。
So what do you do when you feel overwhelmed?
所以当你不堪重负的时候，你该怎么做呢？
You tell God exactly how you feel.
你就诚实地告诉神你所感受的。
God, this situation looks hopeless.
神啊，这个情况真的对我来说看起来是没有希望。
I'm powerless over it.
我没有能力。
I don't know what to do.
我不知道该怎么做。
But I'm trusting you to help me.
但我信靠你能帮助我。
I love the difference between verse 12 and verse 6.
我很喜欢十二节和十六节的这个不同差别。
In verse 12, Jehoshaphat tells the Lord, "Ah, we're powerless."
在十二节里面，约瑟法说我们无力抵抗。
But in verse 6, he tells God, "God, you've got all the power in the world."
在第六节里，他说你在你手中，神在你手中有大能大力，无人能抵挡你。
Now, what happens when you take these first three steps?
如果你用遵照这三步的话，
会什么呢？ What happens when you say, "God, I'm feeling overwhelmed right now"?
是，如果你说神，我现在确实不堪重负，会发生什么呢？
So I'm looking to you first.
所以我先转向你。
I'm not going to focus on the problem. I'm going to focus on you.
我不要聚焦专注于问题，我要聚焦在你身上。
You're a big God.
你是一个伟大的神。
You brought me through in the past.
你帮助我度过，在过去你帮助我度过。
You promised to take care of me.
你应许要照看我。
I'm powerless. I don't know what to do.
我无能为力，我不知道该怎么做。
But I'm looking to you.
但我眼睛注目在你身上。
How does God respond when you pray? Like that.
当你如此祷告的时候，神会怎样回应呢？
Here's what God said in verse 15. This is what the Lord says to you who are overwhelmed. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army. For the battle is not yours, but... Now wait a minute, what's he saying? The battle is not yours... But whose? God's.
所以神在第十五节这样说：犹大众人、耶路撒冷的居民和约撒法王，你们请听，耶和华对你们如此说：不要因这大军恐惧惊慌，因为胜败不在乎你们，乃在乎神。
Listen. The reason why you're overwhelmed.Is because you're trying to fight the battles that belong to God.
你之所以不堪重负的原因，乃是因为你在努力想要做，想要打那场不属于本属于神的那场战斗。
And you don't have the energy.
你没有那样的精力。
You don't have the knowledge.
没有那样的知识。
You don't have the power.
没有那样的能力。
But yet you're acting like you're God.
却你在做的，好像你就是上帝。
You're frantically trying to make it happen.
你在疯狂的想要让它成就。
And this is why we get into problems.
这是我们有问题。
We think it's up to us to stop them, that we're the fixers.
我们误以为自己是能够解决问题的。
You know, God allows situations in our life that are so big, the only way We're going to get through them is to trust him.
所以有时候神真的在我们生命中给我们这样的一个处境是如此的艰难和艰巨，那么唯一的出路呢，就是要相信靠信靠神。
And that's what God is trying to teach us.
这是神要教导我们的。
To trust him.
去信靠他。
God is saying to you this afternoon, it's not your battle, it's my battle. Trust me.
今天下午神是这样，就是这样对你说话。这不是你的战役，是我的战役，信靠我。
So are you overwhelmed?
所以你是不堪重负吗？
God says, it's not your battle, it's my battle.
神说这不是你的战役，是我的战役。
Then he says, I'll handle it, verse 17.
他说我要搞定。
You won't need to fight this battle, God says. Just stand strong in your places, and you will see the Lord save you.Don't be afraid or discouraged because the Lord is with you.
在第十七节神这样说，犹大和耶路撒冷人啊，这次你们不要征战，要摆正站着，看耶和华为你们施行拯救，不要恐惧，也不要惊慌，明日当去迎敌，因为耶和华与你们同在。
God told them, don't fightDon't run and don't worry.
神告诉他们不用打，不用跑，也不用担心。
And listen, they're the same three things God is saying to you right now.
这神要对你说的这三样事。
When you feel overwhelmed, don't fight, don't run, Don't worry.
当你感到不堪重负的时候，不要打，不要跑，也不要怕，不要担心。
Now he says to stand strong.
他说要摆正，站着。
It takes courage to stand strong.
这需要勇气。
Here's Jehoshaphat and all of Israel.
耶稣法和他的人。
They have three enemy nations against them with all their battle equipment and armor and swords. And God says, don't run.
有三个敌国摆正 要进攻他们。
Stand there and watch.
神说不要跑，在那里看着。
And so how do you stand strong?
所以你如何能够摆正站着呢？
It takes a quiet confidence.
需要一种安静的勇气。
An attitude that says, God, I can't handle this problem.
是这样一种态度。
I don't even know how to handle it.
神啊，我无法解决这个难题。
But I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to stand still in quiet confidence, knowing that you're going to handle it.
但是我信靠你，我在信心里静默等候，我知道你会处理这个难题。
Now, what are we supposed to stand firm on when standing there overwhelmed?
我们怎样能站立的坚定的站立在那里？当我们站着都不堪重负呢
？Look at this verse in verse 20. Put your faith in God, and you'll be able to stand firm. Have faith in His prophets, and you'll succeed.
第二十节说：信耶和华你们的神，就必立稳；信他的先知，就必亨通。
Now this is one of those promises in the Bible. Mark it down.
这就是圣经里面的一个应许，请把它记下来。
There are two things.Everybody wants in life.
有两件事，每个人都想要两件事。
Stability,
稳定
and success,
成功。
You put your faith in God.
你信心放在神里面，神身上面。
And you'll have stability.
那就有稳定。
Put your faith in the prophets. That's the Bible. The prophets wrote the Bible, and you'll succeed.
是信耶和华你们神，你就必立稳。信先知，也就是说，圣经里神的话，你就必亨通。
The verse is saying, you trust God's character and you trust God's word.
经节说你要相信神的属性，也要相信神的话。
Now listen, you and me don't have to be some kind of super spiritual hero. All we have to do is trust God's character and trust God's word, the Bible.
所以你我也不需要成为什么属灵的英雄大人物，但是你所要做的就是要相信神的性情，也要相信神的话，神在圣经里所说的话。
And then number four, when you're feeling overwhelmed.
第四点就是要
Number one, you want to turn to God first.
第一是要向神寻求。
Number two, you want to focus on God, not the problem.
第二是要专注于神的，不是问题。
Number three, you want to admit your inability.
第三是要承认自己无能为力。
Number four, very important, thank God in advance.
第四点也非常重要，就是要提前感谢神。
Look at this in verse 21.
我们再看看二十一节。
Then the king appointed musicians and singers in robes, in other words, a choir, to march in front of the army and loudly praise the Lord. He told them to sing, "Thank God, His faithful love endures forever."
是约瑟法据民商议好了，就设立歌唱的人，也就是说今天的诗班。颂赞耶和华，使他们穿上圣洁的礼服，走在军前，赞美耶和华，说：“当称谢耶和华，因他的慈爱永远长存。”
Now try to imagine this.
好好的想想这个情况。
In the valley, there's a vast array of enemies: the Ammonites, the Moabites, the Edomites.
在战场上有这个数不计数的这个敌军摆阵。
And they're ready to attack Israel.
他们准备好了要进攻以色列。
And approaching them is the Israeli army.
所以向他们进军的是以色列的这个军队。
And the king says, "Put the choir out in front."
然后这个王说，让诗班走在前面。
And then he instructs them, "Go out into the battlefield singing, 'Thank God, thank God, thank God, His faithful love endures forever.'"
所以你前往这个阵地你要这样子唱。称谢耶和华，感谢神，感谢神，感谢神，因他的慈爱永远长存。
Now what's this all about?
这是怎么回事呢？
It's a symbol of thanking God in advance.
这就是提前感谢神的一个记号。
When you thank God before or after something happens, that's gratitude.
当你在事情发生之后感谢神，那叫感恩。
But when you thank God before something happens, that's faith.
当你在事情发生之前感谢神，那叫信心。
And the highest form of faith is thanking God in advance before you get the answer.
所以最大的信心就是在得到你答案之前，你就感谢神。
You say to God, God, you know that request I made to you the other day.
你对神说，你曾经。
I want to thank you that the answer is already on the way.
我以前向你求的是这你的答案已经在就要到来要来临了。
Now it's not here yet, but I want to thank you that it's already on the way.
它还没有到来，但是我已经要感谢你，它在路上。
And just keep thanking and thanking and thanking. It's the highest form of faith.
所以就不停的这样感谢、感恩、感谢，这是最高的信心。
And God honors faith.
然后上帝会成就、
God、
会尊重这样的信心。所以上帝他真的会，他就会采取他的行动。他看到这样的信心的时候。
And so you say, God, here's what I need.
所以你对神说，这是我所需要的。
And I thank you in advance for meeting my need.
所以我提前感谢为你满足我的需要，我提前感谢你。
That's faith.
这就叫信心。
Well, what happened?
Verse 22.
At the moment they began to sing the thanksgiving song and to praise, the Lord caused the armies of Ammon and Moab and Edom to begin fighting among themselves, and they destroyed each other.
众人方唱歌赞美的时候，耶和华就派伏兵击杀那来攻击犹大人的亚门人、摩押人和希尔三人，他们就被打败了。因为亚门人和摩押人起来击杀住希尔山的人，将他们灭尽。灭尽住希尔山的人之后，他们又彼此自相击杀。
The enemy destroyed each other. Israel never even had to fight.
所以敌人自相击杀，我们都不需要战斗了。
Now think about the problem that's overwhelming you.
所以想想那个让你不堪重负的那个难题。
Say or sing, "Thank you, God, your love endures forever."
所以说或者唱，感谢神，你的慈爱永远长存。
And say it or sing it as a statement of faith about the thing that is overwhelming you.
是说出来或者唱出来，作为你对神的这个感谢神的这个。
You say, Lord, you know the problem that I'm facing, but I want to thank you in advance for taking care of it.
神啊，你说感谢神，你知道我的这个问题，我要提前感谢你，因为你要成就。
Now there's one final step. Write it down. We're getting to the end. Number five.
还最后一步。
When you're feeling overwhelmed, you want to turn to God for help.
第五步就是当你不堪重负的时候，你要再。
And then you want to focus on God and not your problem.
第一是要向神寻求帮助，第二是要专注于神，不是问题。
And you want to admit your inability.
然后是要承认自己无能为力。
And you want to thank God in advance.
你要提前感谢神。
And then you'll find the blessing in the bad.
然后你就会在困境中发现祝福。
Look at this in verse 24.
我们看第25节。
When the army of Judah arrived on the battleground, there were only dead bodies on the ground for as far as they could see. So they went out to gather the plunder. They found vast amounts of equipment and clothing and other valuables, more than they could carry back. In fact, there was so much loot, it took 3 days to collect it all. Now that's a lot of loot. On the fourth day,Everyone gathered in the valley of Baraka, which means blessing, which got its name that day because the people thanked the Lord there.
在第二十四节里面这样说，犹大人来到旷野的望楼，向那大军观看，见尸横遍野，没有一个逃脱的。约沙法和他的百姓就来收取敌人的财物，在尸首中见了许多财物珍宝，他们剥夺下来的多得不可携带。因为甚多，只收取了三日。第四日，众人聚集在比拉加谷，在那里称颂耶和华，因此那地方名叫比拉加谷，直到今日。
Listen,
听着。
God doesn't want us living in the valley of battles.
神不希望我们生活在这个战斗的山谷里。
He wants us living in the valley of Baraka, which means blessing.
他希望我们生活在比拉加谷，就是祝福的谷。
He doesn't want us going through life fighting battle after battle.
他不希望我们不停的征战，不停的征
战。He wants us to enjoy His blessing.
他希望我们这个这样喜乐这样的祝福。
You know what?
你知道吗？
51 years ago yesterday,
51年前的昨天，
I married Mrs. Williams.
我和 William, 我的太太结婚。
In Baraka Church.
在巴鲁克那个教会。
In Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
在宾州的费城。
And living with her for 51 years has been 51 years of blessing.
所以和他在一起生活51年，实在是51年的这个祝福。
We had our big one last year, but we're still remembering it.
去年有个很大的庆祝，我还记得。
And listen, God wants to bless us.
要记住，神是要想要祝福我们。
Look at verse 27.
看看27节。
When Jehoshaphat led his troops, which hadn't even fired a shot, back to Jerusalem.Where they joyfully celebrated the great victory God had given to them.
犹大人和耶路撒冷都欢欢喜喜回到耶路撒冷，约沙法率领他们，因为耶和华使他们战胜仇敌，就欢喜快乐。
Now notice the word given.
你注意这个给。
They didn't earn it.
他没有赚取。
They didn't work for it.
他没有工作去得到。
They didn't fight for it.
他没有战斗去得。
It was given to them.
是赐给他们的。
And God has so many things to give to you.
上帝有神有那么多东西要赐给你，要给你。
In addition, you know, when you let God fight your battles, people around you, including unbelievers, are going to notice.
此外，如果你让神去为你征战的时候，那么周围的人，包括不信的，他都能够注意到。
They're going to say, "Wow, look how that person is being blessed. There must be a God."
他们会这样说：“呀，他看看他那个人是如此的受祝福，那一定是有一位神。”
Verse 29.
29节。
When all the other kingdoms surrounding Judah heard how God Himself had fought and defeated the enemies of His people, they were gripped with fear, the fear of the Lord.And so Jehoshaphat enjoyed peace and security for the rest of his life.
列邦诸国听见耶和华战败以色列的仇敌，就甚惧怕。这样，约沙法的国得享太平，因为神赐他四境平安。
You want peace and security the rest of your life?
你希望这个四境平安吗？在你余生
？God loves to demonstrate His power.In very ordinary people like you and me, who simply learn to trust Him completely.
神其实很乐意在你我，当我们完全这样子信靠他，百分之百信靠他的时候，在我们的生命中，在我们身上彰显他的爱、他的祝福、他的能力。
You know, I don't know what's overwhelming you today, but you know.
我不知道今天你有什么事使你不堪重负，但是你自己知道。
But I want to challenge you to handle it Jehoshaphat's way.
但我想挑战你去像约沙法这样去处理它。
Turn to God first for help.
首先向神寻求帮助，转向神。
Focus on God and not the problem.
专注于神，而不是问题。
Admit your inability.
承认自己无能为力。
Thank God in advance.
提前感谢神。
And find the blessing in the bad.
在困境中发现祝福。
It will be your valley of Baraka.
这需要你，这就像你的，是你的战斗在，比列加谷。
Blessing.
感谢祝福你。
Let's pray.
那我们祷告。
Father.
天父。
Oh, thank you for encouraging us today.
感谢你今天这样子的激励我们。
There are many things in life that overwhelm us.
有许多事在我们身上，许多事让我们不堪重负。
Enable us to see how big our God is.
他让我们看到你是多么伟大。
Help us to focus not on the problem, but on our God.
帮助我们不是专注于问题，而是专注于你，神。
And God lead us into the valley of blessing.
神啊，帮助带我们去那祝福充满祝福的山谷。
And this I pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
以这我以耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。